We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. Let's check out some temperatures real quick. 57 at Slapout, 56 at Cherokee, 64 at Putnam, 70 at Eric, 69 at Hollis, and there's a tie for first place for the hottest spots in western Oklahoma. Hobart and Altus, 72 degrees out here in the Texas Panhandle, 64 at Canadian, 65 at Dozer, 67 at Odell. Before we get going into some ag news, today it's the big day. Poppies, Pit and Grill, Levi Cat with Snap-on Tools, and Great Plains National Bank present a benefit dinner for the Beckham County Fire Department's Canute Fire Department and Berlin Fire Department. When? Tonight. The day is the 24th. From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Elk City Civic Center. Costs by donation. 100% of the proceeds go to the departments listed above. What's for dinner? 3 meat dinner served with 2 sides, dessert, drinks, and Poppies does make some great food. Activities going on out there. Bring the kids out there. There'll be the fire dog, fire trucks, face painting, and a silent auction. Come support the ones who risk everything to save yours. So anyway, that's coming up tonight. Let's see. J.W. Lane and somebody else is... Oh, Wilhelm. Tyler Wilhelm. They're going to be out there tonight singing. So sounds like a great evening. Looks like it's going to be a pretty decent day. I don't know what the winds are going to be doing around that time. But anyway, come on out to the Elk City Civic Center and support your Beckham County Fire Departments, the Canute Fire Department, and the Berlin Fire Department. That's going on tonight from 5 to 8 o'clock. All right, let's see what happens overnight in our big ag world. Wheat fell in overnight trading as some investors who were long the market or bet on higher prices sold contracts and closed their positions after the recent price run up. Whoa! And then somebody just showed up. Anyway, futures have risen above the $6 mark for the first time in more than 2 months, prompting some speculators to sell their contracts and book profits. Also weighing on prices this morning are forecasts for favorable weather in the European growing areas. Rains and forecasts in parts of several countries, including France, Germany, Hungary, said Don Kinley, agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. Wheat in parts of Canada will see some precipitation as showers are forecast for northern Alberta. And what else we got? Widespread improvement is expected next week. Still underpinning futures is dry weather in several major growing areas in the U.S. Southern Plains, Oklahoma and Kansas, and parts of Texas, parts of the eastern Ukraine and south central Russia, and states in Australia, the forecaster said. Half the U.S. wheat crop was rated good or excellent at the beginning of the week, down 5 percentage points from the week prior. The Ag Department said in its report on Monday, about 17% was headed up, and 11%, that's up 11% a week earlier, and the prior five-year average is about 13%. Corn and soybeans were a little unchanged. Wheat futures for July delivery fell 3.25 to 5.99.5 a bushel overnight. I know it's back up today on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures lost 1.25 to 6.13 a bushel. Corn futures were down 0.25 to 4.52 and a quarter of bushels. Soybean futures for July delivery fell 1 cent to 1181 a bushel. Soy meal was up 20 cents to 346.30 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.2 cents to 45.68 a pound. Wheat imports by Egypt, the world's largest buyer of the grain, are forecast to increase in the 24-25 marketing year, according to the USDA's office in Cairo. Imports will rise about 2% to 11.22 million metric tons due to growing population and availability to foreign currencies within the North African country. A shortage of foreign money in Egypt inadvertently affected commodity supply chains, resulting in high inflation, the report said. As a result, many traders began using the parallel market exchange rate, which stiffened economic growth as many importers did not have enough U.S. dollars for imports. Also affecting grain trade in the region was geopolitical factors, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the Israel-Hamas conflict, and the Iranians in their attack on vessels in the Red Sea. An influx of $5 billion in foreign currency since March amid an agreement with International Monetary Fund and an investment deal for $35 billion with the U.S., or not the U.S., but the United Arab Emirates has increased. I said that all wrong, didn't I? Golly. Emirates. There we go. I got that good. Spencer's over here making fun of me. Due to the recent changes, I think that's the only reason why he comes in. Hear me talk. Due to the recent changes within the Egyptian economy, the USDA forecast Egyptian imports for grains such as wheat, corn, and rice to increase in marketing year 23-24 on account of more access to U.S. dollars and the stabilization of the market. There you go. Freeze warnings. Not here, though, in Wisconsin. Spencer looked up. Temperatures in the region dropped as low as 27 degrees overnight, and they're expecting that again tonight. The dry weather will stick around through tomorrow. And in the southern plains, thunderstorms are forecast for today and tonight, with some potentially turning severe. I know I had to get up super early this morning, go to the city to the doctor, to the ear doctor, and man, when I come back, Spencer, it was raining cats and dogs between El Reno and Weatherford.
What?
Yeah. I mean, it was raining cats and dogs.
That's crazy.
So, anyway, Spencer Smith with 4 Ag Products is in here with me again today on Wednesday, and we're getting closer to putting some seed in the planter and going. But anyway, let's go ahead and take an early Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we'll pick up with Spencer and talk about some more planter tips, because Peanut Boy's seeds being delivered today.
Yeah, and I figure cotton will probably start getting delivered here in the next week or two.
Yeah, so it's here. I mean, yep. Corn's already in the ground. Mm-hmm. So anyway, them guys didn't get the privilege of hearing your tips. So they were a little ambitious and got her done. So, but anyway, we'll be right back after this Taylor Ranch break to talk about that.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance, is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April the 19th. 1,498 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 478 brought 325. 4 at 494 brought 332. 11 at 581 brought 309. 7 at 608 brought 290. 9 at 611 brought 270. 4 at 738 brought 247.50. 9 head of heifers at 421 brought 295. 6 at 530 brought 282. 7 at 534 brought 265. 8 at 635 brought 241. 30 at 789 brought 216.50. 8 at 870 brought 208. 7 at 916 brought 209. Butcher cows were 85 to 142.50. Butcher bulls brought 92 to 161. Bred cows were 1,035 to 3,025. Pairs brought 1,025 to 2,500. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6097.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your ag weather update for the Texas Panhandle. Miami, Texas, 63 degrees. Humidity is 57. Dew point's 48. Winds are out of the southeast at 23 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 32. 1.39 inches of rain so far this month was pretty good. Red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 61 degrees. Also, I got a text message in that Pistol Pete is supposed to be out there at the benefit dinner for the fire departments tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't guess the old Boomer Sooner is going to be there. And so anyway, Spencer, what have you been doing since last week?
Oh man, what have I not been doing? It's busy time. Busy time of the year trying to get everything going, you know, we're getting farming stuff going. Plus, you know, for ag, this is also our busy time of the year for us selling our tires and our closing wheels. And so we've been busy shipping those out and keeping dealers going for us, you know.
Keeping them happy.
Trying to keep everybody happy, yep.
You ain't got a spare rim out there for a 4960 John Deere, do you?
I probably got to have about whatever you need, yeah. I've got some stuff laying around that's just, you know, it's one of those deals you don't want to get rid of it because you might need it, but... Yeah, I can probably get you fixed up for that.
So. I come home from delivering beef to Kansas City, and I was bailing away. I got everything bailed, but about the last 30 minutes, luckily, I had friends in low places to come bail me out and finish it up. But anyway, I was, man, it feels weird. Got out, and that tire's half flat. Pull over there and aired it up. It wasn't a deer horn. Like I would have lost money. I had a split like a fracture in there in the hairline fracture, but there was more to do. But I found one up there at Sturgis Corner.
Yeah,
I'll be heading up there Friday after work.
Go grab it. Heck yeah.
So anyway,
no, that'll be good.
So you don't carry those kind of wheels, do you?
No, just whatever I might have laying around.
But, so anyway, we were talking about your fiance just now.
Yeah.
She's so much trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, I was like, he was showing me the paperwork, and he said, this young new girl up there at the law firm. And I said, Sydney? Yep. Me and her need to talk.
Yeah.
These need to be more favorable on my part than his.
That was too funny.
Well, let's start with the planner. We've go over briefly what we've already covered.
Yeah, so, you know, we've worked our way back. You know, we've started with just getting the tractor, servicing the tractor, your tires, you know, making sure everything's greased, and you know, and working our way back to hooking up the planter and making sure we're our bar is nose up, not nose down.
Yep.
You know, that way it doesn't create a lofting effect from the seed in the ground. And, you know, we've worked back to your drives, whether it be chain driven, hydraulic drives, electric drives, to cable drives, you know, and like on your chain drives, you know, make sure they're properly lubricated to where you don't cause any chatter, like chatter on the seed disc that's being driven by the chain. And, you know, and just make sure your meter boxes, your seals are good, brushes are good, the singulator in there, inside your seed metering box is not wore out. You know, and it's also good to open all those up, make sure something, you know, like make sure like a bug didn't crawl in there, you know,
spider web.
Yeah, make a spider, like a spider web could throw you off, you know, like there's so many little things, and it's good to just put an eye on everything on each one of your row units and open up those meters, just check them out, you know, because there's been times where I've had a spider web caught in there, and you know, I'm like, what the heck's going on here? And it, you know, and it actually happened in between getting the planter ready and planting, you know, something crawl up in there. So that can happen at any time. And so today, one thing, you know, I was, you know, we're working our way back. Now we're going down the row unit. And what I wanted to talk about today is your seed opener discs. So the disc that's cutting the ground, making that like the V for the seed to go into the trench, you know, those, I would say you could probably get about a 2-year life on those, just kind of depending on the amount of acres per row, what it's going over. But so what I like to do is pull that disc off, measure it, and it needs to be about 15 inches. And it needs to measure about 15 inches, no less than 14 and a half.
Okay.
So if
what's it start out at? 16?
I think they're 16. Yeah. And so, you know, when you start getting to that 14 and a half, that's now your planting depth isn't going to be as accurate, and you're not forming a trench like properly. So when your seed disc starts wearing out, instead of that being like a true V at the bottom of your seed trench, it's going to leave a hump in the middle. So what that hump's going to do is throw that seed to the left
or to the right.
And so you don't want that. And so if it measures between 15 to 14 and a half, you're good. And then what you'll do is you'll bolt those two discs up on your row unit, slide a business card in from the top, and slide a business card in from the bottom, and get you a tape measure and measure the distance from this business card to this one. And it needs to measure about 1¾ to 2 inches. And what that does, that's where the discs are making contact, and that's what allows it to cut through the soil.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So anyway, you basically want a business card wide, don't you?
Yeah, basically a business. I don't know what a business card wide is, but yeah, I think it's about the same.
Inch and a half, 2 inches.
Yeah, and it works real well. You just slide it in till it stops, and slide it up till it stops, and just measure the distance between them. And at that, what you would do? So say you would adjust, put your shims on your disc on the inside, and adjust it from there. And it's you know, if that is set properly, that's a big start on getting that seed in a really good spot. You know?
So your seed's going in this hump that you're talking about if you're not 14 to half or the seed's going in that hump one side or other. What does that do to your crop yield, or what does it do? Well, I mean, what's the...
You know, I don't... You know, as far as, like, number-wise, I don't know exactly how much it would affect you, but it's, to me, you're throwing that seed off to the side.
Right.
So, and it's, now you may actually have, you may not actually have good moisture all the way around the seed. Versus if it's a true V, now you got moisture on bottom and both sides.
Right.
You know.
That makes sense.
You know, so that I would see more of a germination issue versus anything probably.
If you're not getting your whole crop pretty much germinated, you're losing money.
Yeah, you're losing money if you're not getting that seed out of the ground.
And then you look like a ragged farmer out there. What's this guy planting?
Yeah.
With?
Yeah. Then skip plant or something.
How far, is dry land cotton farming, I'm asking a legitimate question here. So on dry land cotton farmer, how far apart are your seeds?
Oh, they're about 5 inches. Just
4 to 5 inches?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. A lot like corn probably.
Yep.
I was curious.
A lot of mine, most of mine are, I would say, probably not closer to 4, be about 5 or 6 probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then irrigation, does it change any in irrigation?
And you're asking the wrong person on that.
Right.
That would be a Jake Dameron question on kind of.
Well, maybe Jake's listening. He can text that
have
in.
Have him text in and see what he says.
Yeah, because he seems to tune in every time.
Yeah, if I had to know how to farm cotton with water, I wouldn't know where to even start.
Just turn the switch on and let it go around and around.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't even know.
Or flood the trenches.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that's cool. So anyway, yeah, because have you decided when you're going to start planting?
Man, I'll be honest with you, I really don't start getting excited until about the 1st of May, and then I start watching pretty close. I mean, and I'll tell you, we went and did some digging around. I mean, I still have great, you know, and I'm all no-till, so I got a lot of cover out there, but I have great soil moisture right now.
We're
setting pretty good. I mean, if we can catch a few of these rains, you know, to keep us now until about planting, man, it'd be...
Yeah, I hate it we missed that one, because I got Truticale that we're going to combine for seed, mm-hmm. and it needs a shower, and I'm going to have to make it rain on it, I guess.
Yep.
You know, because we've missed the last three now.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we got a little shower this morning. I'm talking about serious stuff.
Yeah, we need an inch.
Yeah,
sure. You know, and it's time. I mean, they always start rolling in, you know, and so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
It'll be all right.
Anyway, what do we got? We got anything else you want to talk about today on the planet?
Yeah, actually, I do. So next year, so for 4Ag, you know, we have our gauge wheel tire,
right?
And that's the tire that runs next to the disc of the seed opener disc that we just talked about. And so that is bolted on by a arm that pivots right behind the seed opener disc. And so it'd be your gauge wheel arm. So one thing to check about on those is there's a little bitty rocker. It's like a little rocker that goes under those arms. And so what that does is it keeps, like, if those arms are kind of floating, going up and down, it keeps pressure on each arm.
Okay.
So it just rocks back and forth. That's a big wear item also. I can't remember the exact term of what they call it, but it'd be a gauge wheel arm rocker, rocker bracket, and those wear out too. So that's something to check. And then I figure next week we'll get into probably the gauge wheel arms and maybe some settings on depth, and plus the gauge wheels themselves.
Lake Newcomb just texted us. He said, I got 3 swathers running, baby. I'm trying to make it rain.
Make it rain. Come on. So, got to do all that we can.
Yeah, because I figured we'd have a lot of listeners today, because if they're not swathing or baling, they're hauling hay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good hay
being
made.
There's a lot of hay being made. A lot have been laid down, for sure.
A lot of good hay being made. I don't know what that's going to do to our market, but we'll We won't know till fall anyway.
Yeah. Have you heard anything? I mean, I haven't heard of anything what hay's going for or nothing.
It's the last couple of months has just been kind of flatlined because there's not been a lot moving and stuff. And, you know, and people are pasturing out wheat pasture and rye and chew to cow and stuff. So really, really, it just, you know, unless it's specialty like alfalfa or something. Yesterday I read the report from the USDA, and it's just crazy. And Texas and a couple other states, grass hay is bringing almost as much as alfalfa. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I mean, it's good if you raise hay and, or grass hay and you're selling it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't know, you know, there's a lot of coastal Bermuda grass in Texas, and a lot of your horse people feed that versus Bermuda. So, because they're not all, or, I'm sorry, rather than alfalfa. And so, anyway, it just depends on what those horse people are wanting to feed their horses.
Yeah, wow.
Because if you own horses, you got money, as far as I'm concerned. We were just talking about horses in the office up there a while ago. Anyway, I don't know. I love horses, but I don't need to own one.
Yeah, no, I've never had a horse. Never have.
So have you been gouging your fiance to study up on her property rights deal in Oklahoma?
I have, and she has been. She has been. So, she's been... You know, she's practiced law for, you know, in southeastern Oklahoma for a while, and, you know, she just recently moved out here, and she's been working on all that.
She needs to do
don't
that.
Don't ask me the details.
No,
all that,
so I need to get her in, because she's a really good person. I mean, since the day you introduced me to her one day at the cafe at Janice's, and she just seems like a sweetheart, but she's smart, really smart. And I'd like to get her in here and talk about, you know, because property right, fence lines and stuff like that.
All that stuff that comes with owning, you know, that's owning property. You know, down to, like, I guess, you know, getting into like all the abstracts, the titles and all that, you know.
Yeah. So there's a lot more to it than people think.
Yep, there is.
And there's laws that go, well, that's not where the fence line's supposed to be. Well, this law says it's going to stay there.
Right.
So, Absolutely. Anyway, it'd be cool to do in there.
Yeah. Hey, and last week you were talking about, you know, you changed underwear. Yeah. It's cotton underwear. Yeah. So, hey, get this.
Long handles, not underwear.
Oh, long handles? Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, get this. So I got a few cool facts here. So on a 480-pound bale of cotton, and this is according to the National Cotton Council, one 480-pound bale of cotton can make up to 215 pairs of jeans.
Really?
Yeah. And then let's see here. Bed sheets, 249 bed sheets for one bale of cotton.
What size bed?
Man, it's probably on a queen average here.
Okay.
And then you got, let's see, men's briefs. Here, this is for you, Jimmy. 2,419 pairs of men's briefs.
Well, I need to buy me a bale of cotton.
You need to buy you a bale of cotton, man.
So, with those people over there, did you figure out if you went to North or South Carolina?
Don't ask me that.
Anyway,
I forgot. So I texted Sydney, but she didn't text me back.
So with that meal that you guys went to in Carolina, let's just put the Carolinas.
The Carolinas.
Anyway, so you said they did what now? They go through there and they have some kind of grading system. What goes to what? That's what led to the underwear deal.
Yeah, that's what led to the underwear deal. So Gildan, they're 100%. Purchase U.S.
cotton,
for all Gildan, for their Gildan products. And so like they have these lines, so you know they'll buy, depending on the quality of bales of cotton, is what it goes to be made into. And so like they'll do like a blend, you know, like they have this machine, so it's just blending like a polyester with a
cotton,
with cotton,
right,
you know. And so like, I mean, I'm telling you, I texted Sydney to ask how much their electric bill was per month, and it was, like, I'm telling you, like, I don't even want to say it, but I texted her to, and just to find out, but I want to say it was like $900,000 a month just in electricity.
Is that on a co-op or is that a main line?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, this place is massive, and you know, the amount of spinning mills in there was, I mean, I bet you it was, I don't know, there might be 300 of them.
Wow.
You know, and they're all, and they all run 24/7. I mean, they never stop unless like a something major happens, you know. But
so can you actually go to this place and tour, or is this the deal you guys just went because of your,
you know, I really don't know if they do like a public tour or not. They are set up to do tours, because like everybody had their own headset and stuff, and they talked to you the whole time and everything. Right. And we went with Cotton Incorporated was who took us.
I gotcha.
And then we got to see Cotton Incorporated's lab too, to where like they do, like, you know, they develop like different blends for like, say, whether it be Under Armour, Nike, you know, for them to push to help promote U.S. cotton and put it into their clothing.
Did you see any Fruit of the Loom stuff?
No, man. I did not see Fruit of the Loom. No.
Well, anyway, yeah, you misunderstood me last year or last week. I was talking about my long handles because I use the Under Armour and somebody else's, Cabela's, that synthetic Under Armour.
Mm-hmm.
And I said hair on my legs.
Okay.
So we got to get that straight with the public right now. Anyway, so well, Spencer.
Hey,
I guess we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you, man. I think we got a few more weeks, you know, a few more weeks of going over some more plan stuff, and then it'll probably be getting.
Well,
back.
That last week you need to plan something to surprise somebody with what they didn't check on their planner, and because maybe some people out there planting about that time listening to the show,
yep.
And they're gonna go, "Dang, I didn't do that."
Man, I got the perfect one.
There, I
got
knew
it.
You would.
Got it.
Anyway,
awesome. All right. Thanks for having me in, Jimmy.
All right, thanks, Spencer. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break, and when we come back, we'll continue Today in Ag.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Don't miss Hobart Stockyard Special Replacement Sale Saturday, April 27th at 11 a.m. The sale is located at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. We'll be selling over 400 pairs, 2 to 4 years old, red and black Angus, 40 bred cows, 2 to 5 years old, 80 open replacement heifers ready for breeding, and 30 breeding age bulls tested for service. For more information, contact Ken Russ at 580-530-0192. Or Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. That's Hobart Stockyard Spring Special Replacement Sale, Saturday, April 27th at 11 a.m. Lunch will be served. At Hobart Stockyards, we only sell the best. Be sure and check out our ad in the Penny News. Hope to see you there.
Sugar Creek Casino presents Jason Boland and the Stragglers. Live Saturday, May 4th at Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center.
I got sober, now it's over.
Celebrating their 25th anniversary tour, Jason Boland and the Stragglers. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com. Don't miss Jason Boland and the Stragglers live at Sugar Creek Casino.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. you decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
May the 7th, XIT Auctions will be selling 160 acres of good Ouachita County grassland, including wind turbine production of $11,000 per year. 4 miles east of Rocky, Oklahoma, to Road 2240, then a quarter mile north. For more information on this auction, or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check all the details out at xitauctions.com. May the 7th, 1 p.m., auction conducted at Sentinel Activity Center, XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I got a question to ask you guys as soon as I give you this Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. So get your brain cells thinking here. It's got to do with something Spencer's mentioned 3 weeks in a row. Now, today was week three he's mentioned. See if you were listening. All right. Slap out. I hadn't did slap out in a while. 58 degrees. Feels like 58. Dew point's 37, humidity's 44, the winds are out of the southeast at 15, no rainfall in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 64, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water is 0.8, sunset at 8:23, 30% chance of rain showers today and 65, tonight 51 and a 30% chance of rain, tomorrow severe thunderstorms, 40% chance, a high of 84, with south winds 12 to 25 gusting up over 30. All right, so I have some tickets available here if you want to go to JC Cowboys coming up this Saturday, April the 27th. A pair of tickets, Wade Bowen. How about that? I really like Wade. Anyway, Wade will be playing there this Saturday night. So if you don't want to win the tickets, don't put your name with your answer. If you do want to win the tickets, put your name with your answer. Which is better on a planner, toe up or toe down? Spencer mentions it at least once, if not twice, every time he's came in the last 3 weeks. Toe down or toe up on your planner? There's your question, $90 million question of the day. All right. Taylor Ranch Beef. Great outcomes take planning and patience. Taylor Ranch Beef is an excellent example of this. If you are ordering for, let's say, June or July, Taylor Ranch has been working on these steaks for almost 2.5 years. They start with hand selecting the best combination carcass and muscle AI bulls in the Angus breed, utilize top nutrition and health protocols, and give the animals the best possible care. The end result is a mouthwatering ribeye that gives you a great eating experience. That's Taylor Ranch. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table. Quarters, halves, or whole beef available. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor, 405-609-4662, 405-609-4662. All right, I might have put out some misinformation a while ago about Pistol Pete. Pistol Pete is not, and I didn't say OSU Pistol Pete. I did say Pistol Pete, though. Anyway, Pistol Pete is the orange number 12 fire truck from Delhi Fire Department. And that's one a really good friend of a lot of us was driving, did drive. And it is Coulter Vault, the one he built it and everything. But anyway, that's the one he was in. So anyway, it's going to be over at the Civic Center tonight for that benefit dinner from 5 to 8 here at the Civic Center. So anyway, we got that going on. All right, let's see what the markets are doing right now, if I can find it. up-to-date markets, May corn, $4.39, down 3.5. July, $4.50, down 2.5. Soybeans for May, $11.68, up half. July is $11.83, up 1.75. August is $11.86, up 2.5. Soybean meal for May, $3.48, up 2.80. July is, What is July? There it is. Come back up. I went blank. $3.50.10, up 4. Soybean oil for May, $44.74, down 57. July, $45.34, down 54. Hard red winter wheat, May, $6.27, up 19. July, $6.32, up 17.75. How about that? That's rare right before wheat harvest. Anybody else got any reports of harvest crews moving south? Let me know. Text line's wide open, 580-225-9697. And we got May cotton, 80.22, up 18. July, 81.18, up 54. Sorry about my hesitation. My computer, the screen keeps updating on the markets. Things are going crazy out there. West Texas Intermediate crude oil, June, 82.60, down 76. Natural gas, May, 171, down 9. S&P and the Dow are in the red, and Aztec's in the green. Live cattle and feeder cattle and hogs pretty much in the red today. April, live cattle, 182.05, down 130. June, 175.22, down 192. Bam, there goes my screen again. Feeder cattle, April, 243.07, down 67. May is 243.92, down 212. August is 256.25, down 315. October, 257.67, down 310. May, lean hogs, 97.45, down 112. And June, 107.57, down 37. There you have it. Man, markets, something's going crazy on the markets because that I've never seen my screen update that fast so many times. I thought they had that set on deal. Let's see if we got some winners here. So far, nobody wants to play, or they don't want to go because there's no names by their deals. But anyway, I'm not giving it out. Here's the question. If you want to go see Wade Bowen at JC Cowboys this weekend, text in your answer and your name, or if you just want to play, text in your answer without your name. Wade Bowen's playing at JC Cowboys this Saturday. I got a free pair of tickets if anybody wants to go. And I got Skinny on my phone. Skinny, do you want to go? You got the correct answer if you want to go. So text me back, Skinny, if you want to go. I'll give you the tickets. Oh, yeah. No, he does want to go. He does want to play. He just texts me. Cool. All right. Well, we'll give him Skinny gets a free pair of tickets to go see him. And not the Skinny that works here, the other Skinny. So anyway, let's go ahead and take another Taylor Ranch break since Spencer and I went a little long on that one segment. Let's go ahead and get that break out of the way. And when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ken Russ here at Hobart Stockyard. Folks, we are seeing cattle bring top prices right here at home. We're competitive with Oklahoma City. We have proven on several occasions with the trust of local bigger cattle producers, top prices, less work, travel time, and greater returns on their cattle right here at home. We have great working relationships with private independent buyers to guarantee you top prices for your cattle. We have the cleanest and best facilities to handle your cattle. Fresh water and quality hay out at all times. We do not receive chronically sick, injured, or trailer cattle. We only sell the best at Hobart Stockyard.
Hobart Stockyards at 580-726-3306.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They'd love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sayre Farmers Co-op. Sayre Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sayre Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sayre Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sayre or give them a call at 928-2664.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I had a listener text in saying that Spencer and I were acting squirrely today because we were talking about anything from fence lines to underwear. That's what Today in Ag is all about. Well, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update, and we are going to go with Hollis. How about that? Or someone, one of the towns close to Hollis. What is that? El Dorado? We got other towns down in there. Reed. All down in there. Anyway, 68 degrees. Oh, Arnett's down there too. This is for Arnett. How about that? 68 degrees at Arnett. Feels like 68. Dew point 62. Humidity 79. Is that right? Anyway, east southeast winds at 16 miles an hour. No rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 63 degrees. Sunset at 8:19. 20% chance of thunderstorms today, 73 for a high. Tonight, 30% chance of thunderstorms, a low of 60. Ain't going to get very cool tonight. Open the windows up. Time to cool the house up and air it out. Thursday, chance of thunderstorms, 79 degrees. Southeast winds, 12 to 20 with gusts up to 30, and a 30% chance of thunderstorms. And there you have it. All right. James Craig, a.k.a. Skinny, he is the winner of our tickets to go see Wade Bowen this weekend at JC Cowboys. We'll have some more Wade Bowen tickets tomorrow available. He's pretty good. Be a good time to go over there. Okay, let's see here. What we got going on here? Cotton. I need to talk cotton here. I got to give this report out since Spencer brought it up. So here we go. Look here real quick. Lots of things going on with cotton. And cotton, the National Cotton Council is really busy according to their email they sent out. But let's go with, if U.S. certified ginners, gin managers, superintendents, if you ain't went to the Jenner School yet. You only got two left. It said they are urged to register for one of these two remaining. And maybe some people put them off because of it. The remaining school locations and dates for Jenner's our managers is the Western Jenner School at Southwest Jenning Research Lab in Mesilla Park, New Mexico, May 7th and 9th, and the Mid-South Southeast Jenner's School at Abraham Baldwin Agriculture College in Tifton, Georgia, in June. There you have it. If you ain't got certified yet or been recertified, you need to go to one of those. Here's some reports from the sales and shipments last week for cotton. Net export sales for the week ended April 11th of 2024 was 153,300 bales. This brings total 23-24 sales to approximately 11.7 million. Total sales at the same point in 22-23 marketing year was approximately 12.4 million bales. Total new crop for 24-25 sales are already at 1.2 million bales. And they keep putting in parentheses 480-pound bales. Is there another size out there? What's the deal? Anyway, shipments for the week were 280,800 bales, bringing total exports to date to 8.1 million bales compared with 7.8 million bales at a comparable point in the 22-23 marketing year. How about that? Anyway, there's your update on that. What else we got going here? Oh, somebody texted in yesterday and I forgot to do it, so I'll do it today. Burn bans by counties in Oklahoma. There's none now. Harper was the only one, and they've lifted it. Texas Panhandle, whole different ballgame. Looks like Hansford, Ogletree, and Roberts, there's not a burn ban. A ban in Collinsworth, and I think that's Childress County's there. There's not a burn ban. Everybody else in the Texas Panhandle is under a burns ban. Hutchinson, Carson, Gray, Wheeler, Donnelly, Armstrong, Hemphill, Lipscomb, and what is that one up there in the corner? I don't even know. Sherman. There we go. Sherman and Moore, Potter, Randall, all those counties are in a burn ban. So check before doing anything crazy out there with fire. All right? That is your update on the burn ban. Let's see here. Another update from the USDA, or the FDA, says commercial milk is safe despite bird flu virus presence. I'm gonna already tell you, I'm gonna get sick of talking about the bird flu and the dairy cattle, but we got to know about it. We got to keep track on what's going on. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said on Tuesday that it has found bird flu virus particles in some samples of pasteurized milk, but said commercial milk supply remains safe. The FDA said that because the milk is pasteurized, it remains safe for human consumption, as the process kills harmful bacteria and viruses by heating milk to a specific temperature. Based on available information, pasteurized milk is likely to inactivate the virus. However, the process is not expected to remove the presence of viral particles. These stories, something changes every day with this information on the bird flu and cattle. Hopefully it's nothing bad. Anyway, the agency said it's been evaluating milk from affected animals in the processing system on the shelves. It said it's completing a large national sample to understand the extent of the findings. The FDA says it's further assessing any positive findings through egg test, which is described as a gold standard for determining viable viruses. How about that? Anyway, we got that. Let's see here. Most recent deal, heads up, Northwestern Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and Oklahoma Panhandle. Again, coming up starting tomorrow, and the fire danger concerns over the next several days will be focused in Northwestern Oklahoma, including the Oklahoma Panhandle, and I know the Texas Panhandle, and the threat of is conditional on two things: dry line placement and rainfall. We holding the significant fire potential in the Panhandle, Northwest Oklahoma, low for now, with moderate large fire probability Thursday through Saturday. So just keep a close watch on things up there if you're doing any burning. And then also, real quick before the show's over, I seen this on Ag Web, 6 tips to maximize time on the farm. The first one is ignore your wife's phone calls. No, I'm just kidding. Number one, create a daily to-do list. Number two, use a productivity, there we go, technique. And then three, clear the clutter. Four, use task time estimates. Five, create habits to reach goals. Six, work ahead of deadlines. Instead of being on time, be ahead of time. How about that? I was just kidding about the phone call. Always answer your wife if you can. Sometimes you can't. Anyway, you guys have a great day. See you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma.